watching or listening to Star Valley Football on the SVI broadcast, you've noticed the new guy to our crew. That is Jake Hibbard with our studio look-ins and our live updates, and he's our specialist here. Jake, thanks for joining us this morning, my man.
Yeah, thanks for having me. You mentioned I'm the new guy. What have we been trying to make something work for, like, years? We're talking about, like, hey, we got to do something, and I'm so excited to be aboard. It's been a lot of fun at the start of the season, I think.
Well, what stands out to you in the early part of the season, Jake?
Well, I'd love to say, guys, that the start of the conference season in the 3A West is what really stands out to me, but I just don't think we're quite there yet. Now, I was kind of intrigued by some of the matchups we had last week when we got to see some of the East-West. Now, I wanted to see how good was Douglas, how good was Buffalo. I think also we're just continuing to see how strong that team that keeps meeting Star Valley in the state championship every year, Cody, happens to be. So when I look at this first week of conference matchups, I see number one Cody Jackson, number three Powell Green River, Evanston Star Valley. And for the most part, guys, I think, yeah, probably chalk all the way through. I would expect the number one, number two, and number three teams to carry through. Now, Jackson and Green River, I'll see how they handle against the powerhouse offenses of Cody and Powell. But let me start with Evanston, because I think a little bit of positivity should go down onto the Evanston Red Devils first, guys. Now, I did used to call games for them, full disclosure, but they've been able to put points up. Now, how will they do that against Star Valley? You guys mentioned 36 degrees, and believe it or not, this Evanston Red Devils team, guys, has liked to air it out a little bit with Bridger Roberts, Kai Barker, Drew Barker being some recipients of some catches. They really do like to throw it a little bit with Cooper Morrow, but I wonder how 36 does that justice. Also, how does this Evanston offense look when they're going against a defense like Star Valley versus Lander in the Burton Bowl last week, a rebuilding team? So I think what sticks out to me early on, Buffalo, Douglas on the, what do we call that, the right side of the state? Not like right as in the right side, but right-handed side, guys. About holding, but I'm still hesitant to say they're on the level with the cream of the crop in the West, 1, 2, 3, and Cody, Star Valley, and Powell, and I just... 4, 5, 6 in the West, guys. We'll see today, but I think we're going to see a very large gap in the play.
Jake, Powell is the team to me right now that has kind of that question mark on how good are they? And I think the win last week for Powell was it against Douglas, I believe, where they just kind of blew them out. That game for me said, oh man, Powell might actually be the real deal. And when they have to come to Star Valley next week, and so we'll get a chance to see the Panthers. But what you've had a chance to watch the film on them and see some tape on the broadcast. What are your thoughts on the Panthers and how good are they?
Well, don't we talk about every time Powell's usually in this conversation, or if they're out, it's usually not that long before they're getting back into the conversation of being, again, like they are this year, a title contender. They're one of those top four teams. You get into the semifinals, you're one game away. And what I've seen, folks, is Powell football. Cody Seifert just running it with a lot of power, straight downhill, and some really good defense. I've seen multiple goal line stands. That's what I've watched a lot of Powell, is the bend but don't break defense. And so far it's worked. We'll see how it works. You guys talk about next week, Star Valley. That's a game we've all got marked on our schedules, I think, more than we've got matchups. I think if you're honest with all the coaches, probably not as many circles, quote-unquote, on this calendar this week as we get down the road next week. But goal line stands, guys. Once they get inside the 10-yard line, Powell seems to grow them big up there, and no exception. And even if my eyes are deceiving me, they play big in the goal line. So just because you get them inside the 10 doesn't mean it's an automatic score when I've seen Powell, and I think that played against Douglas as well.
I do want to say, though, as you look at this matchup between Powell and Douglas, it took place this last weekend, and Powell whooped them. Douglas still has that look of they're going to win the East, and then they're going to beat a lesser West team in the opening round, and then a good West team is going to have to go to Douglas in the semifinals, and Douglas is a team under Coach Rhodes. They always get better. That still continues to be a theme. And I actually think that's what kind of works out in the West when they are fighting for position. It's like, we don't want to go to Douglas in the postseason. But I can see it happening again, don't you?
Yeah, and you talk about that. It seems like we're getting down the road for Douglas, and you mentioned Coach Rhodes, and the first thing that comes to my mind when you think Douglas and Coach Rhodes is, which Coach Rhodes? You know, if you're following volleyball, you know it's Coach Rhodes all the way around, and that's what I'm saying is Douglas is just a program that is built on success. So I think each and every year they get that swagger from the East of, everyone always counts us out. We're at home, and yeah, I don't think you want to be that number two or three seed going on the arc set, number three seed or whatever you are, getting upset, going on to the other side, having to take on Douglas. Because, yeah, Powell is a very strong team. I think we're going to learn a lot next week. But also, how much do you learn during 5 weeks of the season? And I think Douglas really prides itself on that. They're a smaller school. They really have to develop talent throughout the year. And you're not a program that's year in and year out as dominant at that size at the 3A level if you don't develop throughout the season. So I think Douglas right now, losing to Powell, they're probably worrying about that a lot less than they will be in a loss in 5 weeks.
Jay Kibbert with SBI joining us this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Of course, as we've mentioned, Star Valley and Evanston tonight. Braves homecoming, kickoff at 7 o'clock. And Jake will be on the broadcast with us tonight to give us some snapshots and some live look-ins of what's happening around the state. Let's talk two-way football now. Jake, you've had a chance to watch the two-way class. You spent some time announcing for some Bridger Valley games here and there also. All right, so the 2A to me is kind of like college football realignment right now. Nobody has a dang clue what's going on in the 2A class. It is the Wild West in the 2A with who's the best and who's beating who.
Yeah, you mentioned I've got a background calling a little bit of the Bridger Valley teams, and I think if you're going to cover 2A football, having a good background on the Bridger Valley is probably a prerequisite, especially as of late, because Mountain View and then Lyman more recently with the state titles. And just they've run the show as of late, or at least in the semifinals or championship conversation every year. And we find ourselves with those two teams at least heading into week four in that conversation as well and playing each other, guys. Now, here's what I've seen. Mountain View, I think, is the strongest 2A team I've seen this year. And so I was not surprised to see them jump to number one this year. Number one, they've got a kicker whose long field goal, and listeners and watchers of SVI will know if they go back, 46 yards, guys, and he's done it multiple times. He has 40-plus yard range as a 2A field goal kicker, and that offense doesn't need too many field goals. They score a lot of touchdowns, but when you've got that of, oh, we don't need to punt, we don't need to go for it on 4th and 8, that's just a dynamic that is really next level and almost unheard of at the 2A level. Now, Lyman, they drop from number one with a loss to number four last week. And that level game was really good. And it was a classic Lyman game. Mountain View is a situational football team. I'll be brief here, guys. But Mountain View's coaching staff, if I can put it in a synopsis, looks at how the other team aligns and says, basically, we've done this long enough. We know what play you're basically going to run. And so now we're going to run the play that we think will completely thwart that. That's my nutshell for how the Mountain View coaching staff approaches a football game. That's one way to do it. Now, Dale Anderson, coming from the Star Valley ranks previously, he takes more of a Star Valley sort of approach, I think, that you may see of years of that smash mouth football. If we have these five or six formations, plays that we like to run, they love the read option, they love that end around. And they say that's going to beat you because they don't want to turn the ball over. They want to play solid defense. And it, excuse me, guys, it didn't work last week. Now, I think it worked last year because the Mountain View offense wasn't there. But I think this week we'll see where is that bar, because Mountain View is the most dangerous team I've seen. Lyman's still really solid, but we'll see if they have got enough, flash in the pan, guys, to make that work.
Well, then you got a team like Lovell, who was ranked. Then they get up, and then they get knocked out of the rankings, and then they come back and beat Lyman last week. They're at Pinedale. No offense to the Wranglers, but I see Lovell rolling in that one today. But then I also look at Cokeville. Cokeville was up to number four, and then they win. And then they win by 20 points on the road in Pinedale, and they fall out of the rankings. That's how weird the 2A West is.
Yeah, 16 teams. Are we at 16 in 2A and five spots? You know,
I think mean, so. Yeah.
It's crazy because I saw that Coakville win that jumped them into the number four spot, and I thought, hey, that's a win that I think should get them into the rankings. And then you say, well, they go beat Pinedale, and you kind of fall the victim to, well, who'd you take on this week? And there's this many teams, there's this many votes. And we talk about the WildPreps.com coaches and media poll. I don't know if you know this, but it just came out last week. They're not scientific. Turns out it's not a scientific poll.
Wait, what? What?
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, you know, Evanston's been receiving a vote. They got 3 fifth-place votes this week, but they received a vote after back-to-back losses to start the season. They were getting a vote. So, you know, we got to take a lot of personal feelings and or I know this team better than the record does when you've got a bunch of well, we didn't move to Wyoming for the lack of open space, a bunch of shut-ins saying, hey, I know better than everyone else in the media. So I think it is pretty wild, but that's made it so much fun. Yeah.
Well, Jake, we appreciate your time and your insights as we talk 2A, 3A football. And, of course, we'll have you on our broadcast tonight. Looking forward to some homecoming football and Star Valley hosting Evanston. Of course, in our 2A broadcast, we do have Coakville at Kemmer, that game live on the Spur tonight as well. Jake, appreciate it. We'll touch base soon.
Yep. I'll be staying warm. You guys do the same.
Yeah, we'll do our best. It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SBI Radio Network.